Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a time when, in the minds of many men, the test for prostate cancer was as scary as the possibility of having it. Nowadays, all it requires is a simple blood test, but not everyone is aware of that. So the Mary Keating Foundation has launched a campaign with the refreshingly honest title of No Bumhole Needed. Henry McKean has been finding out more. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, all weekend, I was thinking, you know, I'm going to have an examination in that area, yeah. And they're going to have a look, you know, inside my bum hole, and
yeah.
Perhaps it might be a little bit uncomfortable. And I was quite nervous about it. And then there was talk of having cameras as well, and we were going to put it on social media. And then I was becoming more and more concerned.
They were going to put pictures of your rectum on social media.
Well, I'm sure we would have found a way of doing it, which would have been discreet and classy.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm absolutely sure. They'd play nice music as they made their way up there with the cameras.
But yes, it's no bumhole needed. It turns out that, yes, as Carl Spain says, no chocolate starfish, no bum trumpet. I met these men in the street and I asked them about getting themselves checked.
When was the last time you went to the GP for just a check?
I'm actually going to one now next month, but I haven't been there in about a year and a half.
So rarely you go?
Rarely. Too expensive.
And would you worry? Are you concerned at all about your prostate?
Well, every now and again. Every year and a half I get down for a yoke. But I was down there a while ago when I got the...
They gave you a check?
Yeah.
So they did it
about a year and a half
way.
Ago was, yeah. I just mentioned it while I was down there. I was down there at my chest. I was saying, hey, you wouldn't be able to... So she got me up on the table, you know, yourself.
And she went and inside
your Yeah. Everything was okay.
And would it surprise you now we can do it with a simple prick, a blood test?
Yeah, you didn't know that. It would be a lot more handy, less intrusive, wouldn't it? A lot of people probably wouldn't go because of the old, you know, yourself, finger up there.
And they don't want finger up their bottom.
Yeah, I suppose a prick would be great.
When was the last time you went to the GP?
My GP is in Cork, so probably 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years ago? Your GP is in Cork, so quite a distance to travel from Dublin.
You can't get one up here, like.
When was the last time you went to your GP?
Probably, let's say 12 months ago, probably.
About a year ago?
Yeah, about a year ago.
And did you get checked?
Yeah, I got fully checked. Yeah, in fact, the GP said I was so healthy I didn't need to come back for 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's good that you can now get a simple blood test and that will find out a little bit about your prostate?
I think it's awesome because getting into a GP is difficult.
And they can send it out to your house?
Yes, and so if you, anything that makes your health checks easier is obviously a good thing.
There you go. All those men you encountered were all quite, oh yeah, I got that checked,
They're
did
very
this.
Open about it.
Yeah, that's because I would have thought most men would still go, yeah.
You put it off, you would.
You put it off and you go in and you go in and say one thing and then they find 20 things wrong with you and then it's downhill from there, really.
And this is what men do. This is what we do. Yeah. I'm the same. I mean, I went to a GP check and I forgot to actually say I wanted the full NCT. And, you know, we got hardly anything done. I need to go back. And you're right. We all need to go to the doctor a bit more. But yeah, the Marie Keating Foundation is urging men to stand up for their prostate this Blue September and raise awareness about the importance of a PSA, a simple blood test. And 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. But with early detection, survival rates are over 93%. It's the most common cancer in Ireland. 4,000 men are diagnosed each year and 620 still lose their lives to the disease. Yet, if we catch it early, prostate cancer is highly treatable. We did get to speak to Mr. David Galvin, urology consultant at St. Vincent's Hospital Group and the Mater Hospital. I went down there and I asked him about the whole no bum hole needed.
You went down there, did you?
I did. There was crack.
Yeah, I know it's a catchy title and I think it's designed to get attention and to bring a sense of humour sometimes, which can maybe makes the campaign a bit more appealing to men, because that's what you're trying to do, is you're obviously trying to make the campaign appealing and broaden it to as many men as possible. Men, as we know, are not particularly good at going to doctors and talking about their health. So that sort of angle of campaign and humour is thought to help men to draw them into the campaign and get them engaged. PSA is a blood test, and it measures something in your blood that can go up, specifically if there is cancer in your prostate. At an early stage, it can be caught in the blood and detected. But it also goes up when there are other conditions in the prostate, and it's up to the doctors then to decide what exactly is going on.
So you're urging men to stand up for their prostate, and that phrase again, no bumhole needed.
Mm.
You know, so many men out there, including myself, I thought I was going to have an examination, and it could get a little bit personal.
Of course. And that's, I think many men are aware that very often a prostate examination was done by doctors and so on. The reason they're highlighting the fact that a prostate examination mightn't be necessary is that there is a European pilot program going on at the moment where men can have their blood test checked only. And if you just check the blood test, it's called a screening program. And we're trying to see across Europe, there's 5 different pilot programs going on. And we in Ireland are hosting one of those programs. And it's going on in 3 centres at the moment in Ireland, around Waterford, around South Dublin and St Vincent's Hospital, and around North Dublin and the Mater Hospital. And we're inviting men to have a finger prick blood test that they can do. So they can do a little finger prick blood test, like a diabetic man maybe checking his sugar levels. You can do a finger prick blood test and a few drops of blood into a tiny container, and you send that away. And the PSA can be measured in that tiny amount of blood. And if the levels are normal, and they are in 9 out of 10 men, you can reassure the man that it's very, very unlikely that he has any prostate cancer. So it's a very good screening test. And the general consensus is that as a screening test, there is no benefit to doing the prostate examination. So the prostate examination is avoided in that situation. We do urge that men start to think about it between the ages of 45 and 50, and the screening programs that we're talking about that are probably going to evolve in the future are going to kick in between the ages of 50 and 70. So that's when we're most likely to pick up early prostate cancer in men and treat it. And obviously, like a lot of cancers, if you catch them early, and that's, I think, one of the reasons people think that prostate cancer is not potentially a killer, is because it's detected so early because we have a very good blood test for it. We don't have that in other cancers, and unfortunately, many cancers have to wait for symptoms to develop. With prostate cancer, it's not about the symptoms ever. It's always about the blood test. And 9 out of 10 men diagnosed in Ireland today have virtually no symptoms and are only diagnosed through the blood test. So I think that's the key thing we need to let men know.
One texter says, that's funny. I get bloods done regularly for diabetes. I've been getting my prostate done with these bloods for years now. There's somebody else says, I recently asked my GP if just a blood test for my prostate would be enough, but she said that blood tests are not enough and you would have to do the hokey pokey because I reported getting up 3 times a night to pee. You see, why did you tell her about your hobbies? That's probably confusing the issue. Should men abstain from sex and strenuous exercise before the blood test?
Yes. The answer to that is yes. I was actually told to basically go easy on hanky-panky. That is true. I think you get
Why is that?
I think you get a better quality blood test. And that person that texted in, they will have to go into your bum hole if they actually do find anything in the blood test.
Well, of course, yeah. How often should you be getting a prostate check? Somebody else wants to know. Once a year, maybe?
Yeah, I think once a year is about right.
Yeah.
Or just start. I mean, so many men out there.
For the first time.
I'm in my mid-40s. I've never had this before. And as we mentioned, the campaign message is no bum hole needed. And they're trying to deal with that long-standing misconception about prostate checks. And they want to reassure men about, you know, how the test is invasive, you don't need to go there. And I got to meet Alana Pryor. She was very patient with me from Enfer Medical, and she's involved in this screening program. She works in a lab based in Nace, and they work with the Marie Keating Foundation. I open up the home test kit.
So inside it, you have your blood tube, small blood tube, and you have 3 lancets. So you open up the kit, and what we suggest is, Henry, is that you use your predominant hand, your index finger, and you massage your finger to make sure it's nice and warm, and you really increase that blood flow up to the top of your finger. So we want to make sure that when we use the lancet, we'll get lots of blood for the tube.
Okay, so we have it here. So, and will it be sore?
It won't be sore. It's very, very painless. We're going to put it onto the side of the finger.
Oh, okay, so there was a tiny little brick there. Like, I was expecting it to be agony. It was actually fine.
Fine.
Oh, there we go. You want a little bit of my blood.
A little bit of your blood. So we're going to really encourage that blood out of your finger.
Oh, I'm going to encourage the blood. There we go. I didn't actually feel any pain. I actually thought that was going to be agony. It was a little bit like, it was nothing. It was absolutely nothing. So this will go away and it will be tested and I'll find out basically how my prostate health is.
Exactly.
And I am of that age, I'm 46, so it's that age when we should all really get our prostate checked and the days of, you know, an actual examination that perhaps could be a bit private, that's now no longer needed unless it becomes more serious. Would that be fair to say?
Exactly. And as soon as you send this off in the post, it comes out to Enfru and we'll have a result back to you then within 24 hours.
24 hours,
So it's nice and quick. Yeah, very easy. Send it in the post. We test it and you get a result back in 24 hours. So nice and easy.
Right. Okay. Well, that seems fairly straightforward. How much blood do they suck out of you? Or did you have to lie down afterwards or anything?
Well, I did feel a tiny bit faint, but that's just me. And the needles are actually kind of hidden. And I know a listener texted in there to say, how often should you do these tests? And if you're over the age of 50, every 2 to 3 years. But if you're a man of higher risk, perhaps there's cancer in your family, more frequently than that. So every year. And yeah, I needed to give a little bit more blood. And you're supposed to do it yourself, not have someone to help you. So I had to prick a few of my fingers and then try and squeeze the blood out and put it into a tiny little tube. So here I am pricking myself again.
Okay, so I'm going to think of something happy. Okay, that wasn't sore. I'm just an absolute wuss. There was no pain in that whatsoever. There was no pain, and there's just a tiny little bit of blood. So now I'm going to actually try and get the blood into this little tube. Let's just see. Here we go. Here comes the blood. It's going to... little bit of drop. Come on. Come on, blood. Out you come. It's wanting to come. It's slowly coming. We could be here all day. It's one of those things, isn't it? You want the blood to come out, and it wants to come out, and it's got to fall into this little tube. Here it comes. Let's just see, can we get this? Oh, yes, we have a drop of blood coming out to find out whether or not I'm clear. So this is basically a prostate check, and no bumhole needed. Well, hopefully not, because this is a screening. And I've got another bit of little drop of blood coming. This really is blood, sweat and tears.
Okay, yeah, a bit difficult to get the old blood out there,
yeah.
Henry.
And for the listeners, I was there, that was obviously just a snapshot. I was there for quite a while trying to get the blood out. And for some reason, I don't bleed much. And the experts say that's a good thing. You know?
Okay, well, bleeding in general is, I think, regarded as a bad thing.
Like maybe I just heal really quickly, like some sort of superhero.
Maybe you have some sort of super.
Yeah, it was.
Were you bitten by a spider when you were younger? Anything like that you can remember?
Perhaps. I did take lots of tropical drugs. Is that what they're called? You know,
tropical drugs?
You know, when you go off to like somewhere really far away.
I see what you mean. Yes, yeah. Oh my God, this is nothing in comparison to the screening test women have to do. We're not trying to turn it into a competition. Absolutely not. Women win every time. No doubt about it. Henry's test sounds the same as the STI test you can do at home.
Did they throw that in? Not that I know of. Not that I know of. But
okay, just in case it's related to your bleeding problems.
Lots of different blood tests. Are extremely, extremely similar, if not the same. But yeah, I mean, this particular blood test does save lives. Here is Kathy Gray from the Marie Foundation with a personal story.
My dad actually got prostate cancer during lockdown. And, you know, as you know, a lot of men of that age, it's very, very difficult to have those conversations about PSA and cancer and exactly what happens. So I went online and I found some great resources on the Marie Keating Foundation website. And then I was just so impressed with the campaigns and the messaging and how they really kind of seem to break through the noise and get people's attention. And so when a job came up, I decided I really wanted to work there. And now it's really exciting to be working on campaigns like this, like, you know, No Bum Hole Needed. It just, again, hopefully breaks down barriers, creates conversations and get more men to get checked for PSA.
And your dad's doing okay?
My dad's doing really, really well. Thank you very much.
So your dad was always good at going to the doctor?
Yes, he was. He's always very good at going to the doctor and getting his bloods done. And I'd say it was more my mum maybe forcing him to go. And so for all the wives and girlfriends, and I know we shouldn't say that out there, you know, if there's a man in your life that doesn't go to the doctor, please encourage them to do so. So he got his cancer, his PSA checked quite regularly. And so when his PSA levels were elevated, he had really early stages of prostate cancer. So his outcomes were a lot better. His treatment options were a lot easier. And his journey wasn't as difficult as it otherwise could have been.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's a lesson there in catching it early. Ronan wants to know, are there any early warning signs of prostate problems? And you were talking to the consultant.
That is a really good question. And without the test, there aren't early warning signs. I mean, this is why they do the test. And we do speak to the consultant again. Here is Mr. David Galvin, urology consultant at St. Vincent's Hospital Group and the Mater Hospital, explaining, you know, a little more about those signs of cancer.
As part of this pilot, I can tell you what happens is that if the levels in your blood, and most men have a level up to about 3, okay, and we're, for the European standard, anything abnormal is a level over 3. So what we have is a system that if your level comes over 3, you're automatically sent in to one of the 8 rapid access clinics in Ireland. So there's ones in Galway and Limerick and so on, and Waterford and across Dublin. And if your level is high, you're generally seen within 4 weeks in a clinic, and you're seen by a specialist urologist who will examine you. And that's where you might need your prostate examined, because as I mentioned, there are 3 reasons why the blood test goes up. One might be early cancer. But if there's any signs of infection in your prostate or enlargement of your prostate, that will also cause your blood test to go up. So the doctor has to assess you, and it may be that you just have a very large prostate. He might be able to reassure you right there and then that there's nothing going on. But if there remains a suspicion, for example, maybe if a family member or your father had prostate cancer and you really need to be checked out to make sure you haven't inherited the same condition, we would often send a man on to get an MRI scan. So an MRI scan is a very detailed way of looking at the prostate, and it can tell us with a high degree of accuracy if there's any early lesions or signs of prostate cancer.
There you go. And that's part of the process, I would imagine. So you got the test, Henry, and how long did it take before you heard?
So I got the test. You know, it was, the tube was put in an envelope and it was posted off to ENFA, and I had to wait. And I started to get really worried about, you know, what would happen if the test came out the way I didn't want to. And then I'd have to have the actual bumholes would be needed.
Also other things too,
and
I imagine.
And then if it got more serious, I'd then have to tell my family and then perhaps come and tell you. So I started worrying, and there was no need to worry because I got the results back and it turns out I am completely normal. Well, the test was normal.
Yeah. Okay. And what did the test say? Does it give you a reading or some kind of complicated scientific thing?
And it was simple enough, but I was in the right guidelines. It was green and red, and I was in the right guideline of that.
Yeah.
And so I came out normal, and I had to go inside a portal. You know me and portals, but I got into the portal.
Yeah.
I got into the portal, and the results were that I was normal. So I was absolutely, absolutely thrilled. I was delighted with myself. So I went home and had a can of Guinness.
Okay. That's
which obviously, you know, we have to remember that, you know, in moderation.
Yeah.
Everything.
There you go. MaryKeating.ie if you'd like to find out more information. That was Henry McKean there. He's prostate cancer free. And of course, his bumhole is still unblemished.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.